the first time that the Pope has ever addressed Congress, a joint session of Congress, earlier today in Washington, D.C. And there have been a number of Lincolnites who have made the trip, who have gone to Washington or will be going to New York, where the Pope is arriving now. But over these last couple days, it has been a whirlwind, I'm sure, for all of those Lincolnites who made the trip. And even for those of us who are not Catholic, this is something to behold for sure, a message to listen to for sure, because this is somebody, this is a world leader, without a doubt, a spiritual leader for about a third of the population of the earth in some regard. So there is a lot to this with the Pope coming to the United States. And earlier this afternoon, I had a chance to, just to make it work was tough because of travel and so many meetings and things like that going on. He was in meetings with the Pope himself yesterday and has attended masses, was able to go to the congressional address earlier today by Pope Francis. The Bishop of the Lincoln Diocese, James Conley, is on the East Coast as part of this, and I was able to catch up with him for a few minutes earlier today and wanted to share that conversation with you here on Drive Time Lincoln.
Thank you, Kevin, for having me on.
Bishop, I know that these have just been some very, very busy days for you and for anybody who's trying to get around Washington, D.C. over the last couple days, but I wonder if you give us an idea at the atmosphere and what you were able to take in over the last few days with the Pope in Washington, D.C.
Well, it has been a busy couple of days, Kevin. We came into Philadelphia for the beginning of the World Meeting for Families on Tuesday, and I attended that Mass, which was celebrated by Archbishop Chaput, my old boss in Denver, and now the Archbishop of Philadelphia. And then all the bishops then went up to Washington on Tuesday night by train and to prepare for yesterday's activities and today's activities. So. And then we just got back down to Philadelphia this afternoon for the rest of the week here at the World Meeting. So, yeah, it's been a lot of, although, you know, it's hard to keep up with this Pope.
Well, I know there was one point where yesterday after part of the parade, it sounded like he just had the cars turn around in the Pope Mobile and go back the parade route the other way so that he could see the other side of the crowd a little closer. And so I certainly see, yeah, he's been changing plans and doing things his own way, which I suppose probably isn't much of a surprise, is it?
Well, not really. I mean, he's been true to form in the sense that he will go off text or, as you say, unscripted. I thought, you know, he, after the Mass last evening, the canonization Mass for now St. Junipero Serra, the founder of all of the missions on the California coast, he made an unscheduled stop to visit the Little Sisters of the Poor. And I think that was very significant because the Little Sisters of the Poor, who are dedicated to taking care of the elderly poor, are also the religious order that have the lawsuit against the president and against the Affordable Care Act with regard to conscience rights. You know, they've been in the news, they've been before the Supreme Court. So I thought of all the religious orders for him to visit, he wanted to visit the Little Sisters. So I thought that was a wonderful gesture on his part and a sign.
Well, Bishop, I wanted to talk about that. Bishop James Conley from the Lincoln Diocese is with us today on Drive Time Lincoln on 1400 KLIN. He's been with the Pope in Washington, D.C. the last few days, attended the meeting of the bishops just yesterday and has really taken in a lot over the last few days, and he's back in Philadelphia now. But Bishop, to the political points, because there are so many political fights about every single issue, and he doesn't shy away from those issues. He weighs into the political issues, but it doesn't seem like he wants those positions to be made political. Does that make sense?
It does. You know, he kind of defines all categories, and for example, his address to Congress today, I think there was something in there for everyone. And it's not that he's trying to appeal to everyone, but I think he just raises the argument, raises the conversation up to a higher level. You were mentioning the flight from Cuba to the United States, and I think perhaps trying to kind of pin him down on something, or at least trying to push him into a more liberal kind of progressive style, and he I think he came back and said, "What do you want me to do? Recite the creed? do you think I'm a believer?" And so he kind of pushes it right back to him, and I think that he just, you know, he sees things at a different level, and he has a great heart for the poor. I think that's why he visited the Little Sisters of the Poor, and he mentioned even in his speech today to Congress about the elderly and how we have an obligation, responsibility to take care of those who are most vulnerable in our society, including the elderly, including the unborn. So, you know, the pro-life message is very clear right there. So, you know, he spoke about the environment. He spoke about his encyclical on you know, the environment and our responsibility towards the environment. He is very clear about his desire for the death penalty to be abolished around the globe. So, you know, he just, I think, sees the world, you know, from a perspective, a supernatural perspective. And, you know, you can't put him into one category or another.
You and I have talked about this before, and I think it's pertinent again now, especially with the Pope on U.S. soil. What should his visit here mean for non-Catholics, whether believers in Christ or not, but Protestants, for instance, or maybe even atheists? But for non-Catholics, what should the Pope being in the United States, what should they take away from this visit?
We know at the very end of his talk to Congress, he came out on the Capitol steps and he spoke to the crowd that was outside. And he said something very interesting. He said, you know, he asked for prayers from everyone to pray for him. And he said that, and for those who are not even believers, and I think he meant probably non-Christians, he says, "Send me your best wishes." And I think he really does want to appeal to everyone. I mean, he is a great spiritual leader. He's obviously a leader of the Catholic Church, which, you know, numbers over a billion. But he's also, you know, he's also just a great shepherd and a great spiritual leader. And I think people of all faiths and no faith at all look to him as someone who speaks with great authority, as someone who is a man of great integrity, a great leader, and someone who has everyone's interest in his heart. And I think he sees himself as not just the Pope of Catholics, but as a great spiritual leader for the whole world.
Bishop James Conley with us today on Drive Time Lincoln. He's been in Washington, D.C. for the Pope's visit. And as the Pope has moved on to New York City, the Bishop is going back to Philadelphia, where he was for a conference before the visit. But I appreciate him giving us some time this afternoon on Drive Time Lincoln. As one thing that has really been made public, and I think it was made public yesterday that this was going to happen, that after addressing Congress today, rather than having some sort of formal reception or sitting down at the U.S. Capitol and eating lunch with the members of Congress or the vice president or president, anybody else who's there, he instead went to go spend some time with the homeless in Washington, D.C. I think that's certainly something that we have seen is in his character, but it probably is important that it sends that message as well.
It is. That's who he is, and I think he's more comfortable in settings like that because of his whole life history, you know, being from Argentina and always having a great love for the poor and a desire to be with the poor. I think he actually feels more comfortable in a setting like that than at a fancy dinner, you know, with important people. I mean, it's funny, too, you know, we were on the steps of St. Matthew's Cathedral and he was leaving after the meeting with the bishops, and his little Fiat Cinquecento, Fiat 500, was, you know, with the Vatican plates, was sitting out in front, and it was dwarfed by all of the Secret Service and the SUVs and all of the motorcade. And then he got into this little, tiny little car. It's a little bigger than a Volkswagen, but he feels more comfortable. And he's not doing that, I don't think, for any kind of, you know, message or sign other than, you know, this is just, that's who he is. That's who he feels, that's where he feels comfortable.
Again, I had a chance to speak with Bishop James Conley earlier today, and that's a bit of that conversation. We have more with Bishop Conley coming up in just a few moments as we continue on Drive Time Lincoln. It's 519 on 1400 KLIN.